Bobby Hebb, Sonny. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. All right, I think this is good news. There's a study out showing that drinking caffeinated coffee daily is associated with a lower risk of death, particularly in heart issues. That's good news. I guess the bad news is it only works if you don't drown it in cream and sugar. Talking about a guy who never tasted coffee in his life, I don't know how that's going to help me, but... It's 7 o'clock. WRJN, Reseca Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel's defense minister is overtly threatening Iran's supreme leader after new back-and-forth strikes between the two countries. Israel says dozens were wounded in Iranian strikes at a major medical facility, a high-rise building, and several other residential buildings. The BBC's Dan Johnson is in Jerusalem.
Some missiles did get through. Buildings have been damaged in Tel Aviv and further south. In Beersheba, around 50 people were injured when the Soroka hospital was hit, damaging wards which had been mostly evacuated.
Israel carried out strikes on Iran's Arak heavy water reactor in the latest attack on the country's nuclear program. Correspondent Jared Hill has the latest on White House reaction.
CBS News has learned President Donald Trump has approved plans to attack Iran as well. That's according to senior U.S. intelligence and defense sources. But so far, no decision on if he'll launch strikes.
I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due, you know, because things change. I mean, especially with war.
Sources say President Trump is waiting to see if Iran will abandon its nuclear program.
Another fail for SpaceX in Texas.
Starship 36 blew up and created a huge fireball as it was being filled with liquid oxygen and methane fuel 15 minutes before a scheduled test firing of its engine. SpaceX says the rocket experienced a major anomaly. No one was injured. The company says there are no hazards to surrounding communities. NASA is counting on SpaceX's Starship to carry astronauts to the moon before the end of the decade, but some test flights have also ended in explosions. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Now to Boston. Cheers outside a courthouse where a jury found Karen Reed not guilty of murder and manslaughter after she hit her police officer boyfriend with her SUV and left him for dead in the snow. The first case against her ended in a mistrial. Legal analyst Robin Nunn.
Juries won't convict on serious charges unless every piece of the puzzle fits. And they're not afraid to question the integrity of an investigation when there's smoke around the process.
Reed was convicted of drunk driving. Hurricane Eric has doubled in strength in less than a day as it churns through warm water on its way to southern Mexico. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
It jumped from a Category 2 to a Category 4 in a matter of hours. The other problem is you're going to have a potential foot to foot and a half of rain as this storm comes on shore in Oaxaca.
Brutal heat is spreading across the U.S. Temperatures are expected to top 90 degrees today in the Northeast. Las Vegas is bracing for a high of 107. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Most everything government-related in the city of Racine is on hold today. Some things are running in Kenosha. Today is the Juneteenth holiday, with city halls in both communities closed for the day. In Racine, trash collection is pushed back a day. Regular garbage pickup today in Kenosha. Civic Center Park in Kenosha is the site of a Juneteenth event today. Racine held their big holiday parade over this past weekend. It was someone under the influence that drove into the Walgreens on Memorial in Racine yesterday. That's according to Racine police. They say the driver will be cited for OWI after crashing into the store, causing significant damage. The driver did have minor injuries. The car went from the front to the back of the store, and speed is believed to have contributed to the crash. The drive-thru part of the pharmacy was able to stay open. A full cleanup and reopening is set for tomorrow. A family fight turned violent in Racine this week, with shots being fired and suspects arrested, all before noon on Tuesday. There were minor injuries to one person at the home on Park Avenue. It escalated to gunfire, causing minor injuries. Two people, a 29-year-old woman and a 22-year-old man, were taken into custody. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And Racine's Island Park Beer Garden opens tomorrow. A ribbon cutting will be followed by local beer options, food, music, and games. The event is said to be family and dog friendly and continues all weekend at the park on Liberty. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Baseball today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cubs go at it today at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field in Chicago. Last night's game rained out and rescheduled for August 18th. NFL, former Packers defensive back Jair Alexander signed a one-year deal yesterday with the Baltimore Ravens, reported worth $6 million, but a breakdown shows the deal is actually $4 million, with the rest based on incentives and how many games played. NBA, former Oshkosh North High alum Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. The Thunder up 3-2 in that series, but Halliburton dealing with a strained right calf muscle.
Practice today, did what I could. I know Coach told you guys what the process will be for me to play, and we're just taking it from there.
Are you dealing with the strain?
Yeah.
That's the Indiana Pacers shooting guard Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible early, otherwise increasing sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies and mild with lows in the low to mid 60s. An isolated shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon on Friday with highs near 80. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
My parents had me afraid of falling into an old well. That was our big fear. They're like, you fall into an old well, people won't find you for 3 or 4 days. I'm like, 3 or 4 days? How about if I don't come home tonight, you go looking for me? Like, I'm not a world traveler out here. You got a pretty good idea where I'm gonna be. Maybe walk around out there listening for somebody going, help! Help, that'll be me trapped in an old well. Gotta be an old well, though. New well, people just come by, crank you right out of there, I guess. Old well, people just come by, throw change in there. You make a little money down in an old well. Tough to spend it, but you can make it down there. People come try to rescue you, and they're like, you're too heavy, drop all that change. I'm like, nah, you come back with stronger people. I made this money down here. I'm down here doing well. You know what I mean?
Don Rosen in the morning.
good morning. I have a couple of ladies in here this morning. My guest, Sherry Tussler, who is the CEO Emeritus for the Hunger Task Force, and Gabby Hood from the Racine Police Department. And while you're enjoying that big breakfast this morning, you've got eggs, you've got sausage, you've got English muffin or toast, got a big glass of orange juice, a nice little hot cup of coffee this morning. And there are people starving. There are people who don't have food for breakfast this morning. And if they do, maybe it's not as abundant as yours. And that's where our guests come in this morning. And Sherry, we're talking about this being the summer. And there's no school that give free lunch programs. So what do people do when they get hungry?
Kids get hungry, and parents don't have enough money to make ends meet, and so kids go hungry. Breakfast and lunch is served at the schools. There will only be four schools that are offering summer school throughout Racine, City of, this summer. And so what we're going to do is establish a breakfast and lunch, or excuse me, a lunch and supper program for children at one of the community-oriented police houses.
So they can get breakfast and lunch there, no? Or just lunch?
They're going to get lunch and supper.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because that's really when kids are awake.
I hate to bring this up, but I saw a movie once. Supper is served at 10 o'clock. Dinner is served at 6 o'clock.
True that.
I saw this elegant couple going out. We're going to go out for supper tonight.
Yeah.
And I said, supper? It's like 10 o'clock. What are they doing? I didn't realize supper served late. Dinner is served at 6. So you're talking dinner.
Yes.
Okay.
We're talking about 4:30 dinner.
Oh, that's old people time for eating dinner.
It's a good time for us to do it because obviously Officer Hood needs to get back to work.
I saw Jerry Seinfeld with his family on TV. He said, I'm not going to wolf down a steak at 4:30 in the afternoon for dinner. Gabby, you come in because you're using the cop house as a location, right?
We are. And we also named this program after my aunt, who was an avid volunteer for individuals experiencing less than great life circumstances. She found the value in volunteering her time and linking people with resources who are hungry. So this is something that we're continuing on. And she's no longer here, but this is something that will be good for the community and those that are in need.
You know, it's so hard to believe that in this country, people are starving, that don't have money for food. It's hard to believe. You think of third world nations, you think of people in this, kids in the streets. It's happening here.
Well, the data says that one in five kids from the city of Racine is hungry. They're living in poverty, and they don't have adequate access to food, particularly during the summer.
Is it because their families are maybe broken up, or is it just their parents just don't make a lot of money?
A lot of jobs don't pay a living wage. And, you know, you need to keep a roof over your head, keep the utilities paid, and then finally you put food on the table.
Man, I just was never in that situation. I tell people I grew up in the Leave It to Beaver household. It just, my parents just took care of my brother and I, and that we didn't ask any questions, and dinner was there.
Well, we're hoping that the Leave It to Beaver households can help out some of these low-income households by getting involved with this program.
All right, so let's get involved with it. What is it called? Now, it's named after...
It's called Benner Beats Hunger. Her name was Julianne Benner.
Okay. Benner Beats Hunger?
Correct.
Okay. And how do people get involved? Now, the Hunger Task Force is in Milwaukee, but here you said it's the Racine Food Bank, right?
Racine County Food Bank, yes.
So where is that located?
That is over on DeCoven.
Yep, 2000 DeCoven is where the food bank is, and individuals can go there as well as a number of sites throughout the city that they're able to pick up food that is provided by the food bank.
My mother used to live there with my dad at Lake Oaks there on DeCoven. Whereabouts near DeCoven? Where is that?
So actually, the food bank's 2000 DeCoven, which would be closer to Taylor Avenue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do know where it is. All right. And how do people donate?
Well, right now, what we want to do is get businesses and individuals involved. We're still looking for a fiscal agent, and it may either be the United Way or Racine Recreation Division. So hold off right now, but feel free to reach out to me, stussler@gmail.com, and we'll be able to move those donations through to help feed hungry kids. But they can also donate things, juice boxes, healthy snacks for kids, because those kids are also going to leave on Friday and go hungry all weekend. And so if we can leave behind a few extra things that are healthy foods for those kids, don't think about canned goods, but think about to-go items like, again, granola bars, pudding cups, juices that are 100% juice.
Yeah, it's so hard to believe. And here we are. I'm walking amongst them in Racine, and there are people walking around hungry. And it's hard to believe in this country that happens. Now, you were telling me some of the programs got cut or got funding cut, right? What was that about?
Well, we're anticipating quite a few cuts in Medicaid and in food share. There'll be some work requirements. There'll be a lot more stringent requirements around reporting and getting involved. And so during the pandemic, people got very high levels of benefits for the food share program. And what we saw was an actual decrease in the number of people visiting food pantries. And it's because they had enough money on their food share card to go to the grocery store. Now, an average single, a senior as an example, is going to get $23 a month in food share. Imagine living on $23 a month for your food.
Seniors, too. And maybe a young person can say, well, get out and get a job. A senior, it's tough to get a job.
Well, and, yeah. You know, should they have to continue to work well into their older years?
I know. Here I am.
Well, you're the rare bird.
Here I am. Now, how do people get involved? Maybe they don't know about the program. I would think you would know if you're hungry. You'd check all the resources, but how do people find out about this?
Well, what we're doing right now is going door to door and dropping literature off. Obviously, maybe they're hearing us on the radio today, and if they want to stop by the Cop House on Geneva Street, the meal is going to be from 11:45 until 12:15 for lunch, and we agreed that we were
calling. Is it in operation now?
It starts on Monday.
Starts Monday.
Yeah.
So, and then it runs through beginning of school?
We're going to run it through August 29th. Or until fewer than 50 people show up, depending upon which.
Wow, how many
first.
People show up?
50 to 100.
Really?
Yes.
And this is for adults and children, right?
Yeah. What we want to do is involve parents and caretakers because we think that it's really difficult, frankly, to give a free meal to a child and then have their mom watch them eat it but not eat herself.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to involve everybody.
Give us a typical meal you might serve.
Well, the meals are all healthy. And so they're
coming. Oh, forget it then.
You're going to make sure that there's going to be a protein, so a meat item. There's going to be a dairy. There'll be fruit. There'll be some type of starch. And so a sandwich, as an example, is a healthy meal.
You know, I've told this story many times on the air. I'm not a big vegetable eater. I'm not a good big fruit eater. I'm just not. And it's not that it wasn't offered to me. I just didn't like it. I like the looks of it. So one day, I must have been about 8, 9 years old. My mother was setting the table. She put peas on my plate by mistake. And she went to go take it away. My father said, no, leave it. He's going to eat that. That just set off a chain of events. And I didn't want to eat it. He said, well, you're not leaving this table till you eat it. So they went down to the rec room after dinner, watched TV for 2 hours, came back. I was sitting there and I said, I wasn't being rebellious. I just know I wouldn't keep it down. I just know I wouldn't. Now, I'll eat peas if they're in rice or soup, but a plate full of them. So my father said, you think you're going to win this war? I said, no, believe me, if I eat it, there's going to be worse at this table. So he said, go up to your room. And my mother never put another, she put carrots on there, things like that. But I just couldn't do it. And my father would eat anything. So he said, you're going to eat that.
Right.
And it was healthy.
What we always say is one polite bite. So give it a try.
No, I tried it.
Right.
I know what I'm going to keep down and what I'm not going to keep down. That's one of them. And my mother was smart enough to know, don't ever do that again because there's going to be trouble at the table. And as long as it wasn't there, there was no problem. But if she mixed it with like white rice or vegetable soup, I didn't have a problem with it. But when you just lay it there. Want to hear one more story? I'm being sent to Atlanta to work for one of our stations. This is back in the 70s. And the guy says, I'm going to treat you to a nice southern meal. And he gets fried okra, fried cauliflower. Everything's deep fried. And they bring these vegetables deep fried to my plate. And the oil is just running down the plate. And I wouldn't eat this stuff if it was served by a 5-star chef. Yet going to eat this stuff all dripping with oil and breadcrumbs and blech. He's talking to me for an hour. I have no idea what he was saying because I'm concentrating on trying to keep this food down. Because, you know, I guess I wanted the job. And I ate some of this stuff. And I can still remember to this day what it tasted like. But it's the oil running down my plate. Enough with my food stories. All right, so let's recap here so we know. People just tuning in and out. This is The program is part of, is it part of the Hunger Task Force or just it's separate?
No, it's not actually. It's going to be an individual program run by the Center for Independence at the Cop House.
At the Cop House. And it starts Monday.
It starts Monday. Now,
do people have to register or just show up?
Show up.
They can always just show up to Geneva.
And you don't need proof or anything, do you?
No, they just need to show up and we will serve. And our hope with the family dining setting is that we are able to help understand some of the struggles that these people are going through and address some of the needs at the core.
Yeah, and you know, I told you how I grew up. And I always had food in my mouth, not vegetables, but food in my mouth. We always had everything. And my father worked hard. He didn't have any money. He just worked very hard. And I just don't know what it's like to be hungry. I think most people don't know what it's like to be hungry. And I'm not talking about, oh, I can eat another slice of pizza. It's not that kind of hungry. It's like hungry that I don't feel good anymore because I haven't eaten all day. It's that kind of hunger. And so how do people help out? You can help out with donations. You can help with money. You can help out how?
You can volunteer as well.
Okay.
So we're going to need people to help us serve, to keep everybody straight in the line, to remind people where their garbage goes. And so anybody who wants to help out can also reach out to me at stussler@gmail.com.
S. Tussler.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Your name is Sherry Tussler. I see how that works.
Easy enough. And so I'll be that coordinating force because Officer Hood has a really big job and I'm retired.
Okay. So, and this is at the Cop House on Geneva Street.
Yep. 1140 Geneva.
And this starts on Monday and the hours are 4:30 until?
4:30 until we're done serving.
Okay.
And don't forget about lunch.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Lunch too. When is lunch served?
1145.
11:45 until
12:15.
Okay, well, that's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Well, this is good. You know, I'm so glad people do good things in this world because I'm just not a volunteer person. I just don't know. I wish I could. My wife volunteers for stuff all the time and is always willing to help. I just don't know. Maybe I should. Maybe in my old age I should start doing more stuff like that.
Or you could get out your checkbook.
Oh, we got checks now?
There you go.
Well, maybe I will.
Yeah.
Maybe before you leave here, I will do that.
Yeah.
I don't have a check with me, but I'll take care of something for you. Well, this is great. And what else do you want to say?
Well, I just want to remind people that they can make a difference. And so everybody as an individual can make a difference by helping end hunger. They can donate to food drives. They can donate to their local pantry. They can come on down and help out at the Cop House this summer. And we're hoping next summer we're going to be able to expand and be in a lot more locations that are community-based.
Okay, now, you talked about the Hospitality Center on Main Street. Now, what's that?
We would call that a soup kitchen. It's different than what we're doing at the Cop House in that we're going to involve a lot of kids. And it's more likely that people are homeless or very low-income adults who are struggling that would go to a soup kitchen.
Now, the cuts, are they going to affect the school lunch programs at all?
We don't anticipate so far, but they will impact Food Share, which is that program that gives you the debit card to buy food.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine. When I was in school, we had you had your lunch, but you had a choice of bread and butter or peanut butter and jelly, in addition to the regular lunch. It was just like a half a sandwich. There was never any problem with peanut butter, you know, with the nuts and everything. I never had one person collapse on the floor. All of a sudden, you can't serve anything with nuts in schools. I just never remember anybody having a problem with it.
Yeah, there are a lot of challenges around allergies.
Yeah.
And so the Center for Independence, who is preparing the meals, will be aware of that.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, kids and parents know if their child is allergic to a specific thing.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing you're doing. And
thank you.
Again, if people want to help, they can volunteer or open their checkbook.
Right.
And they do that how? Come getting hold of you?
Right.
stussler@gmail.com.
Right. We're hoping to have our nonprofit set up by Monday.
And you find extra time, too. This is off the clock, right?
It's off the clock, on the clock. It's all the time. People are hungry all the time.
Yeah. The Cop House is at
1140 Geneva Street.
1140 Geneva Street.
And people can come in addition to the meal program. I do have dry goods for people to come and take advantage of if they need it, cleaning supplies, stuff like that.
Well, ladies, I thank you very much for coming in. And probably a lot of people didn't know this even existed.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah. And give us the name of the program again, based on your aunt?
Benner Beats Hunger.
Benner Beats Hunger. I like that. All right. Whose idea was that? That was yours? Okay, that's good. It was. You got a job in advertising, what can I tell you? if the cop thing doesn't work out, thank you,
I'll
ladies.
I'll be calling you.
I do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
7:25, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Time for Pete with the beat now. Let's do it.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes superheroes need to be stuck up for when they are being bullied, at least when it comes to movies. The marvelous Miss Maisel, also known as Rachel Brosnahan, stuck up for superhero movies. She chatted with Amanda Seyfried for an article in Interview Magazine. Both actors agreed, if an actor is going to do a superhero role, they need to own it. As opposed to what Dakota Johnson said after starring in Madam Web and basically trashing the film after it flopped at the box office. Brosnahan is set to play Lois Lane in the upcoming Superman film. As usual, there will be a battle for the top spot at the box office this coming weekend. Distribution prognosticators are predicting How to Train Your Dragon will keep the top spot after a monster opening weekend. Duking it out for the number two spot at the box office, according to Variety, will be 28 Years Later, the third installment of the 28 Days franchise, and first installment of a new trilogy in Pixar's Elio. A little bit of horror and some family-friendly fare. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey, sponsored daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul coming up in just 30 seconds.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
Now, the rest of the story. Mr. Tuckett is a retired insurance agent. Ralph Tuckett, 67, lives in Fresno, California. But he has become the king of the snails. You see, he was vacationing in Hawaii when he saw something on the menu called escargot. Escargot, he was told, is a delicacy, a snail bathed in garlic and butter and roasted. A snail, thought Ralph, you eat snails? But the waiter talked him into it, and they were not bad. There were six of them, he remembers, on the plate. A half dozen of those shriveled up little nothings. And then Ralph remembered that back home in Fresno, in his own garden, he had snails, thousands of them. And not these tiny ones, such as these that he was eating, but big fat ones. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Ralph Tucker's Hawaiian vacation was 2 years ago. Today, he is president of the SCA, the Snail Club of America, an organization which he founded. There are 800 members, some of whom are now raising backyard herds of 50,000 or more snails. And that means Mr. Tucker, once retired, is back in business as king of the snails. And this new snail enterprise is anything but sluggish. American restaurants, once almost exclusively dependent on the foreign snail market, are gradually counting on Ralph and Company. What's it like at a snail roundup? Well, what Ralph does is sprinkle bran flakes at the perimeter of his garden. Snails love bran flakes. Takes most of them about a day to reach their favorite food, at which point Ralph gathers them up. Snails are corralled by a wooden fence, which is ringed with a copper band, and when the snail's antenna touches the copper, they receive a slight static electricity shock, which turns them back. After the roundup, Ralph puts the herd on a water diet for 3 days to flush the grit from their systems, and then he shells them and parboils them and packs them in ice and ships them. The herd has no trouble replenishing itself after each harvest. Snails are very affectionate. Snails are also escape artists, and for this reason, live shipment is done, but no longer preferred. Once a half ton of them ate through their shipping crates and then started eating the truck that was transporting them. Another time, a live snail got loose in a restaurant kitchen and remained undetected until it was seen riding through the dining room on top of a cheesecake on the dessert cart. So, for Ralph Tucker, there is no business like snail business. And it's starting to look like the United States domestic market might someday wipe out the foreign snail trade. The irony being that the snail, which destroys $30 million in California crops per year, is now a full-fledged California crop itself. And Mr. Tucker owes his success to a Hawaiian vacation 2 years ago, during which time he was talked into trying escargot. Was it the way they tasted? No, the taste was entirely forgettable. The price on the menu was not. Right then and there at that restaurant table, as he recalled the multitude of escargot in his own backyard, Mr. Tucker did some calculating, and his calculations have since proved correct. Ralph Tucker could easily afford to wholesale snails for 20 cents each. And yet for those six scrawny ones in that restaurant, he had paid $12.50. So he went into the business. Now you know the rest of the story.
It's 7:30. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine Walgreens that had a car inside of it yesterday expects to fully reopen tomorrow. The drive-through part of the pharmacy was able to service customers yesterday as crews had a cleanup on all the aisles. The driver cited for OWI was injured and treated at the hospital. It's a holiday slowdown for city services across the area, with Juneteenth being observed today. Racine's government offices are mostly closed and trash pickup is pushed back a day. Kenosha is keeping regular garbage collection on schedule and hosting a Juneteenth celebration at Civic Center Park. Racine already held its big holiday parade last weekend. The young man pulled from Lake Michigan in Illinois Tuesday night didn't make it. 20-year-old Luis Espinoza of Waukegan drowned off the Illinois Beach State Park near Zion. First responders from both sides of the state line attempted a rescue. And a new outdoor gathering spot is coming to Racine. The Island Park Beer Garden opens tomorrow, giving people a chance to connect over drinks, food trucks, and live music. A statement says the beer garden welcomes families and dogs and will be open throughout the weekend at Island Park. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
All the headlines in the Middle East, no surprise that farmers need to keep an eye on petroleum prices. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and a quick reminder, today is Juneteenth, and that means not only federal offices will be closed, but the markets will be closed as well. If you're a producer that is trying to hedge ahead on fuel needs for the harvest, you might want to take a look at what's available right now. That's the advice of Gas Buddies Patrick Dehan. He's a senior petroleum analyst, and he says, despite the conflicts in the Middle East right now, diesel prices aren't looking too bad.
Gasoline, diesel prices remaining at some of the lowest levels for this time of year in several years, but there likely will be some impacts to gas prices and diesel in the week ahead as the jump in oil from last week is started to be pushed down to the retail level. But those increases likely will be limited, with oil prices now showing a big decline today of nearly 4%. So any increases that motorists and consumers of diesel will see here in the next few days will likely unwind as we get closer again to July 4.
Patrick Dehan with Gas Buddies. He says there's a lot of variables that are influencing gasoline and diesel prices. He expects oil prices to return to their mid-$60 a barrel level range, something to watch for. We're watching the markets for you on a Thursday morning. I've got numbers next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Markets are closed today. Yesterday, December corn finished 5 1/4 higher at 444. November beans were up a half at 10.68 1/4. July wheat, 25 1/4 higher, closed at 5.74 1/4. July class 3 milk that goes into cheese was down 28 cents, 17.68. Barrel cheese dropped 8 at 169. 40-pound block down 6 1/2, 169. And AA butter down a nickel yesterday, 2.52 3/4 per pound. I'm Pam Yonke.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible early, otherwise increasing sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies and mild with lows in the low to mid 60s. An isolated shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon on Friday with highs near 80. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
I live right here in New York City. The building I live in charged me $50 a month because I have a cat. They said, we need to see a picture of the cat. You think I'm lying about having a cat? Because you know how hard it would be for me to go online and find a picture of a cat. It's fun being a new cat owner, it is. Get to buy our stuff. I was on Amazon looking at cat treats. Found a brand of cat treat. There's a bunch of reviews next to it. Saw there was a one-star review. I was like, ooh. I got to read a one-star review of a cat treat. This was the entire review. My cat didn't like this. Guys, at his keyboard, I'm going to keep this lean and mean. My cat didn't like this. Boom, the end. I could just see that guy at home. Hey, Pockets, come here. Got some new treats for you to try. What do you think? Oh, you don't like them? Well, don't worry. Daddy will bankrupt the company.
Reality.
Confused with the Beach Boys, but they're not the Beach Boys. It's 7:40, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for a gradual clearing today with a high near 82. On this Juneteenth day, partly cloudy tonight, lows around 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of showers, and let's see, highs near 77. Now, for Saturday and Sunday, get ready for this. Sunny and hot both days, 92 the high on Saturday, 91 on Sunday. Wow. 64 degrees and cloudy right now right here at Radio Park. I know what someone's getting for Christmas. Liquid Death sold 10 empty cans of iced tea that were drunk by Ozzy Osbourne. Now, the sales pitch was they contain Ozzy's DNA. They cost $450 each. They sold out immediately. How do they know it's got his DNA on it? There's a sucker born every minute. It might, but you never know. BJ Thomas, Hooked on a Feeling, 741. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight.
Thomas, Hooked on a Feeling, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A tourist site in China installed timers above its bathroom stalls so other people can see how long someone's been in there. Now, they claim it's a safety thing in case someone has a medical emergency. They're not setting a time limit. Yeah, medical emergency. Hey, coming up, we've got some tickets to the Racine Raiders, a family four-pack to give away in just a moment. Right now, Three Dog Night.
Here's coming. Eli's coming. Your loving heart. Eli's coming, and the cards say.
Your heart, girl.
right, Eli's coming. 7:46, local news, Tablas Hits, WRJN. Hey, the Racine Raiders continue their season Saturday against the River City Rough Riders at Horlick Field. WRJN will air the game featuring Don Wadowitz on the play-by-play. Pre-game 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Now, the Raiders are sponsored by Our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time with WRJN. Don't want to hear the game on the radio, huh? You want to be there in person? All right, I got a family four-pack of tickets to give away right now to this Saturday night's game, the River City Rough Riders taking on the Racine Raiders at historic Horlick Field. You want to go? And you haven't won anything in the past 60 days? Give me a call right now, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. They still have letters on the phone, right? You can dial by, yeah. I haven't checked, but yeah, I think they still have letters. All right, 262-634-9756. Give a call. If you're the lucky one we plunked down on, you'll get a four-pack of tickets to see the Racine Raiders Saturday night at historic Horlick Field.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting, hands-on adventure with life-size dinos. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily through October 5th. Learn more at MilwaukeeZoo.org.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
W-R-J-N. Maybe I know that he's been a cheat. Maybe I know that he's been untrue. But what can I do? I hear them whispering when I walk by. He's gonna break her heart and make her cry. I know it's me there.
Leslie Gore, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. The term dog days of summer. We've heard that, right? When it gets hot during the summer, like in August, the dog days of summer. Didn't start because dogs were laying around in the heat. But that's what you thought, right? I know you did. It's actually a reference to the star Sirius, which is called the dog star, and its position in the sky. But be honest, you thought the dog days of summer was because lazy dogs were sitting around in the heat, right? I know I used to, so, yeah. I think we all thought that. But we don't want to admit it. All right. We're looking for a gradual clearing today with a high near 82 on this Juneteenth day. Partly cloudy tonight, partly sunny tomorrow. Then the dog days of summer. Sunny and hot Saturday and Sunday. Highs both days in the low 90s. Whoa. Right now we've got 64 degrees at Radio Park with the Tremolos. Here comes my baby. Timeless hits, WRJN. Could this be a better way to find the one? Better than maybe those online dating sites? A group in Los Angeles called The Next Fun Thing throws regular dating events where your friends actually get up on stage and pitch you to a crowd full of singles. They do a fun PowerPoint thing on why it's insane that you're still single. And then there's a big party everyone gets to go to and mingle. I'll tell you something, doesn't sound like a bad idea. Sounds like a lot of fun. I'm not single, but I mean, it does sound fun if you are. Got the Turtles now, You Maybe. It's 2 minutes in front of 8 o'clock at WRJN.
From the time I fall asleep till the morning comes, I dream about you, baby. And I feel all right, cause I know tonight I'll be with you, baby. And who makes me feel like smiling when the weary day is through? The candy is sweet, but it just can't compete with you, baby. You got everything I need, and nobody can please like you do, baby. Nobody but you. And who believes that my wildest dreams and my craziest schemes will come true? You, baby.
go, the Turtles, you baby. It's 8 o'clock on the nose.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel and Iran are upping the ante in their seven-day-old conflict while President Trump weighs options. Overnight, an Iranian strike hit a major medical facility in southern Israel. CBS's Deborah Pata is there.
The moment an Iranian missile slammed into Soroka Hospital in Beersheba this morning. Inside, panic and chaos as doctors and patients fled to the bomb shelters. The emergency room was operational at the time of the attack, but they were only minor injuries.
This morning, Israel hit the Iraq heavy water reactor, whose byproduct is plutonium that can be used in nuclear weapons. That's in Iran. CBS News has learned President Trump has approved attack plans against Iran, but he's holding off.
I like to make a final decision 1 second before instilling it, because things change.
He acknowledges a lot of fellow Republicans are split.
I don't want to get involved either, but I've been saying for 20 years, maybe longer, that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I've been saying it for a long time.